Hey, my name is Bryant Allen, and I'm hanging out with Donald on Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. We're just chasing memories.
Hey, let's get started. Thanks for joining us, guys. This is Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. I am Donald Jenkins with my my sidekick over there, super sick, Kevin McCarty. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. It's been way too long.
I know.
Really excited.
We're already like 3 months into 2017.
We need to be less busy.
Okay. Well, that's not going to happen. I am sitting here, though, special guest. Oh, my gosh. Bryant Allen. Can you check your mic for me? Make sure we can hear you.
Check.
I got him. And this is going to be, one of those episodes that I just really don't want to talk that much. I actually just want to ask a few questions and, let you tell your story. Because I just feel like there's just so much words of wisdom. There's just perspective and you're so talented. And I think there's just so much that we can learn from you. So I'm excited. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for thinking of me.
Absolutely. Bryant, let's start here. Because really I just want people to kind of know who you are, introduce you. Now you had mentioned that you moved to Nashville in college, right?
Yeah.
So you came to Nashville, but music was kind of your thing.
Yeah. It always has been a thing. My grandfather was a big influence on that. And every time we were together, he'd play guitar and I just kind of caught on to it. And he always talked about Nashville and how much he'd, love to move here one day.
Yeah.
And he just made it sound so great that I had to.
Right. So you were very close with your granddad, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. And so after college, that's just what you pursued music. You wanted to be a singer, you songwriter at the time. Can you walk us through how that happened right after college?
Actually, when I was in high school, I would play up, songwriters rounds in coffee shops. I'd play at church, that kind of stuff. And there was a point where about 45 minutes from where I went to high school, there was a music venue. And one day they had a concert there. And it was this guy, you might have heard of him. His name was Chris Young.
I have heard of that guy.
And this is, again, when he was doing smaller shows, when he was first starting out. And one of my friends introduced he and I before his show and, told him that I played music up there. And so before his show started, he and I played, and he was like, hey, you should think about moving to Nashville.
I've met Chris Young a couple of times, never had the chance to play with him or anything, but I have a pretty good idea, Kevin, that if he heard me sing, he would not say, hey, you should probably move to Nashville for music. But at the time, how many years ago was this?
It was probably about 10.
Okay, so he hadn't signed or anything, but, I mean, he played all through college as well, I'm assuming. I don't know much about Chris. Kevin, if you could get on getting Chris Young on the show, that'd be great. How's that?
I will tweet at him at right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm sure he's doing nothing.
Right. So, Chris Young is a friend of yours now.
Yeah.
And then he said, hey, you got to move to Nashville.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, from there, you're in Nashville. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I have to ask because I've seen some pictures of you.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. And, but
I did his research.
I did some, but I've seen some pictures of you with a lot of the show Nashville's, cast, Dean and, some of those characters that are on the show Nashville. Do you remember or have any stories or experiences with them?
I've been told stories of it, so I know that I've met them, but as far as actually being able to remember it, I can't really.
Gotcha. Well, and then let's do that then, yeah. What you can, because for the audience, this is really where, the story in my mind takes really what I think is powerful for us to hear. So what you can remember. You had been in Nashville for, I guess, a couple of years. Is that right? And then you were walking down a very famous street in Nashville for the locals. It was Demumbrian Street. We all know about, the roundabout there. And do you remember a lot or anything that happened or what's been told to you?
I don't remember.
Okay.
That's the thing is, because I know I was walking through a crosswalk and I got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And I know it left me with some traumatic brain injury, which impacts my memory for a little while before the accident and after the accident as well.
Wow. And gosh, so that's what's been told to you. You don't remember just like, is it moments or like weeks before the accident? And then now you're saying,
no, it's, there's actually a couple years before the accident. I can't remember. And then as far as short term, I can pretty well tell you everything that's happened in the last 2 weeks, but anything outside of that, I struggle with.
Wow. Yeah, because, you know, earlier you were mentioning about you and your grandfather.
Yeah.
So you remember that. And then, wow, okay, so it's more of your short-term memory then. Is there a way, and I don't know if there is, but I would like to understand, is there a way to maybe explain, you know, how that feels or how you live with that knowledge, even by people telling you, even if you don't remember it? Can you explain to us kind of how that feels?
As far as what?
Well, just living, I guess, you know, you still have dreams. This is kind of what I'm going to talk about. You have a phenomenal song that we're about to play, right? It's amazing song. We'll play it. Definitely want everybody to hear it. It's you singing on it. Such a great voice, such a great song, story, lyrics, everything. And then when I hear that song, it brings up these questions like, I'm trying to put myself, you know, in your shoes and say, gosh, what's that like, you know, living now, knowing what you know, even though you may not remember, but it's been told to you, right? Yeah. So living day in, day out, you're constantly, are you working to rebuild your memories?
I'm trying to, yeah. It's interesting. I'll tell you that much. It's kind of a joke that at any given time, all of my friends that are around me know more about my life than I do.
Oh, wow.
So, but I got really lucky. I have a core group of about five people who they keep track of everything.
Wow.
And so at any given time, I'll have somebody walk up and it's the weirdest thing because you'll have somebody come up and hug you and they know who you are, but you don't know them. So I have friends that I can pull out my phone and text them real quick and I can be like, hey, like they'll be across the room and I'll be like, hey, who is this person? How do I know them?
Wow.
And they'll text me back and they'll be like, yeah, this is so-and-so you met on this day.
And so, wow, that's awesome. That's awesome of them.
Yeah.
And also when they do that, do you remember then or do you just kind of take?
I just kind of go off what they tell me. And it's, like I said, it's interesting. It's difficult, but I got fortunate enough to have this great support system of people that are willing to do that.
Yeah.
And for that, I can't thank them enough because I don't know where I'd be without some of the people in my life.
Wow. Well, that's a powerful message, I think, for all of us to hear. And I think all of us to really strive for. We say this a lot, Kevin, like you end up becoming really a product of the people that you hang out with and the books you read and really the things that you watch and listen to. Right. And, you know, to hear that you've got that support group in itself, I think is what we all strive for, what we all want. And God, that's amazing to hear. So happy to hear that.
We always say that, you know, you are a byproduct of your environment. It's the positive nature, the values, the morals and everything that people are that are around you are going to be eventually who you become.
Right. And then, you know, at the end of the day, let's be honest. We'd love to think that we're always going to be able to provide for others. And then there are times, I think in all of our lives, there will be a time where we will have to rely on others to help us. and that's okay, you know. And that really goes for all of us, and I think we need to hear that. Right now, let's just talk about today, or maybe even the last week. What are you? What does a day or a week look like for you when it comes to, you know, writing music or you know, really still pursuing your dream to be a songwriter?
Well, and that's the thing, is I didn't know if that was still going to be possible.
Mm.
And as you said, I have this song now that we actually wrote about the accident. And when I think about it, to me, it surprises me that people have responded the way that they have, because this was never, and I talked to Richard about this, this was never necessarily supposed to be a song that got played for a bunch of people.
Mm.
This was just something that my friends, Richard Casper, Jesse Taylor, and I wrote, just to kind of help me process some of the stuff that I was dealing with, that I was feeling in regards to, you know, brain injury. And this song was just for me. And then people started hearing it and they started responding really well to it. And so now it's a thing. We went in and recorded it. It's about to get released. It's crazy.
Yeah. I tell you what, I have a lot of maybe questions I have and stories we can tell about Richard and mutual friends and Jesse. But hey, let's break and listen to the song real quick.
That'd be great.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
There's a part of me that I can't find. It's like I lost my peace of mind out on the road. I hit a crossroads. You can't get back up until you fall. Have you ever lost it all and felt so low? Yeah, I know how that goes. I see it in your eyes when you look at me. You know I'm not the man I used to be. Where the path leads, I don't know. Roads don't always take you home, unfortunately. But that's where I want to be. What's lost in me? I'm just chasing memories. Try my best to keep it between the lines, but these highways don't have any signs. And most days there just ain't much gas in the tank. I live my life day to day. Sometimes things don't go my way. It takes all I have to stay off of the brakes. Wrong turns might lead to a few dead ends, but that's the price I pay to get back to where I've been. Where the path leads, I don't know. Roads don't always take you home, unfortunately. But that's where I wanna be. I might move a little slow, trying to figure out which way to go. Cause I wanna fight what's lost in me. I'm just chasing memories. And if I don't, it won't be that bad. But I'm still gonna try to run them down. Where the path leads, I don't know. Roads don't always take you home, unfortunately. But that's where I want to be. I'm moving a little slow, trying to figure out which way to go. Cause I want to find what's lost in me. I'm just chasing memories. There's a part of me that I can't find. It's like I lost my peace of mind out on the road.
Oh my gosh, Bryant Allen, Chasing Memories. That is an amazing song.
Thank you.
Here's the thing.
The story.
I mean, I got chills, and like, it's one of those things where I honestly, you know, knowing the story, you sitting right here, it like, it's a powerful song, but like, take all of that out of it. If I was this a guy on the street, I really like the your vocals are amazing. I mean, you're a great singer, and I love, it's just a great song. And well, hey, you said earlier before we started recording it, is it on iTunes today?
No, it'll, the pre-order is set to start on the 17th.
Yeah.
And then it will actually release on the 21st.
Well, if you're listening to this right now and it's the 17th, I'm not real sure when this is going to air, but definitely go.
Close.
Yeah, it's very close. So you're going to want to go buy this song. I have to say this because I think this really shows the audience really just kind of your characters, who you are as a person, especially when you were like, you know, Donald, I don't remember a whole lot after the last 2 weeks, but I, you know, Kevin, I asked him, I'm like, help me ask you questions. Like, tell me what to ask. Right. And what was really, I think endearing about your answer was, yeah, ask me about, you know, how many people I need to thank.
Yeah.
For this song. Like if, out of all the questions, you know, that like somebody would say, hey, ask me this about myself. Mm-hmm. You were like, no, ask me about how many people I need to thank. Hey, and look, yeah. People are calling you. You're popular.
They need you, man.
All right, that's your ringtone. I got to know. What was that?
Randy Montana.
Yep.
I had my headphones on. I just heard music. I couldn't hear it. That's awesome.
Love me some Randy, too.
Well, I have to ask you then, because you told me to ask. Chasing Memories, how many people helped you write that song?
As far as helped me write it, it was Richard, Jesse, and I. But the thing is we decided to record this song. And we actually just finished recording this song a week ago. And then when you called to do this, Richard and I got to talking, and we decided we wanted to try to get things done and mixed and ready and everything filled out so that we had a date that it was going to be on iTunes to tell you.
Wow. And, well, that makes me feel good. So thank you.
And we just, over the last couple weeks that I can remember, we've had so much help just to make this song a thing, which again, I thought I made this song too personal for anybody to get anything out of it. And then here we are. I have friends of mine asking what they can do to make it possible.
Yeah.
And it just amazes me.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, you have an inner core group of friends that help really with like anything and everything. You said you were kind of laughing. It was a joke, but you're like, I'm sorry, what's your name? You know, but there was, you know, some people that, you know, just all came together without really asking anything of you. They just wanted to help because that's, I think this song is powerful for you. And I think it's going to be powerful and life changing for a lot of people. And I think that's what I know our mutual friend, Richard Casper, is one of those guys. He reaches out and he uses songwriting to help tell your story. And I think that's how you guys connected, right?
Not sure.
But that's what I heard. How's that? So, but he was like, you know, because Richard had had a little brain trauma as well, and he started Creative Vets to help with veterans write their story at dealing with PTSD. And so it's just been an amazing therapy that he's been able to not only use to help with his, but he loves doing it for other people. And it's great to hear your story to say, hey, you know, I just want to write this for myself.
And so it's funny that you mentioned Creative Vets, because I talked to Richard and Jesse, and the three of us agreed that part of what we make on this song is going to Creative Vets.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Because, like I said, I couldn't have made this happen without help.
Yeah.
And so if I can help to do that for some of the people that Richard works with, that means the world to me. And
yeah. And you know, that's all, gosh, I don't even know where to go from there other than, you know, what I'm seeing is he helped so many people do this. And at the same time, now you're helping not only to give back to Richard and Creative Vets, but you know, you still write songs.
Yeah.
And you know, I have seen you and Jesse and Richard write together, help write a song for another, you know, veteran, which was, you know, you're just constantly paying it forward. And, gosh, I tell you how you can help if you're listening. Hopefully this is actually changing a lot. If you're listening to this, you like your perspective and just kind of hearing the story in general. And not only that, it's just a phenomenal song. But you want to go buy the song, because if you want to support, Bryant, Richard, Creative Vets, hey, go pick up the song, right? I mean, proceeds are going to help write stories of other people that are, you know, dealing with something in their life, which I think we all are.
Yep.
And hopefully this puts it in perspective. So thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
I, you know, full disclosure, and I do this for most of my guests. You were the first time who said, no, I actually have to have the questions. So most people that I send these three questions to, I would say, well, I don't know, Kevin, probably 50% actually read them before. I don't know.
Yeah. And then they get all surprised when we ask them the question that we sent, and they're like, oh, I wasn't ready for this. Right. I was like, it's literally three sentences.
And then, you know, I reached out to Brian and you text me, you're like, hey, so I have a hard time sometimes remembering, can you send me these questions so I can work on them? It's funny because you got written down answers, which is awesome.
So everyone in the future, take notes.
Yes. If you're listening to this, if I have you on the show, write them down. No. But I'm going to ask you these three questions. You answer them. Obviously, I don't know, just knowing your story, this first question, I may have to alter a little bit, but if not, you know, answer to the best of your ability. My first question that I ask is, you know, if you could have coffee with yourself, knowing what you know now, going back to when you first started, you know, maybe college, or, you know, when you knew that music was your passion that you were going to pursue, knowing what you know now, do you have something that you would tell your younger self?
Yeah. Well, I first kind of really started pursuing music in churches and writers rounds and stuff when I was about 12.
Oh, wow.
So I've learned a lot since then, and kind of the most important thing I would want to tell myself is timing is everything. Just because a couple of things might not work out at first, they end up working out for the best in the end. Mm. I'd also want to tell myself, and this song is the perfect example, not to be afraid to write about things that are personal or real, because it seems like it's the songs that you put the most personal stuff into that people seem to like the most.
Yeah.
And, you know, the most important thing I would tell myself is never underestimate the value of good friends.
Well, I don't even really know. I don't need to say anything. That's probably the best three pieces of advice that any of us could hear. So
hands down.
Yeah, that's
powerful.
Yeah, that's very powerful. Thank you for that. Second question is, I don't know if you can get much better advice, but has there been any other advice that someone else has given you that you've always, you know, kind of just held on to and lived by?
This goes back to kind of around the same time as when I got the advice to move to Nashville. Chris has always been a friend of mine. Even to this day, he's one of my best friends and one of my biggest supporters. And I remember even back then, years ago, he told me that, I'm trying to think of exactly how he put this. He told me that the most important thing when you're going after music is to believe in yourself, because if you believe in yourself strongly enough, other people will too.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, that's a great piece of advice. And for some reason, sometimes really hard to do. Kevin and I were literally just talking before you came in this morning, really about our own fears and doubts and struggles. I mean, and one of those things that I think I even deal with the most is that self-doubt, which really means I just don't believe in myself, right? Yeah. And I don't know why that's just a natural tendency. And I try to obviously communicate the opposite, and yet I still need reminding, which is just an amazing piece of advice from Chris. It's worked out pretty well for Chris, I think. Yeah. He told you that years ago, and I think Chris Young is doing well. And your first piece of advice that you were told yourself was timing is everything.
Yeah.
Was really good. I think a lot of people look at setbacks as like reasons to not pursue, or maybe look at it as failure. And instead, I think the way you put it is, it's just part of the process. It's just one more step to getting to where you should be, and it's better. And that's awesome. Wow. Third, really more statement than it is question. If we really knew you, you know, Brian, if you were to say, well, Donald, if you really knew me, you would know, and just finish the statement. It can be funny or weird, or
we've had some weird
answers. We've had some weird answers
in the funny
or
way.
Deep
or deep, either way.
There's no right or wrong.
I mean, I have stuff written down here, but at the same time, that's a difficult question.
Yeah.
If you really know me, you'd know that I have this balance between taking myself way too seriously and making a joke out of everything.
That is actually really insightful, believe it or not. If you just kind of came up with that, then wow. I kind of want to follow up on that with a question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Do you think there's a reason for making a joke out of everything or being too serious about it? Like, is that something that you use to kind of protect yourself? Or is that something that you do to...
Well, I take myself really seriously, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, my injuries and stuff. Is I want other people to take me seriously too, and sometimes I struggle with that. There's a lot of folks who, you know, they hear the words traumatic brain injury and it kind of scares them off.
Yeah.
Or they kind of, you know, look at you like you're broken. And so I want to change that perception. And so I take myself very seriously in hopes that it'll change the way people, you know, kind of see brain injuries. Because
Well, then let's do that. You know, what would you like to tell everyone who, because I think, you know, from this side, my side, Kevin and I's side, I think, what would you want us to know when it comes to, you know, meeting you for the first time and, you know, interacting with you? And you're what I hear you saying is that I think when people hear traumatic brain injury, or if they see that I'm having to think a little bit longer before I answer, then you see a certain reaction back.
Yeah.
And I think it's because, and I'm just being real here, is that we don't know exactly how we should act.
Yeah.
And so I guess the question is, you tell, like, if you could tell everybody, hey, when you meet me, the reality is this, here's how I would like you to feel. Maybe not even wrecked. It's not, you're not telling people what to say. I just think that a lot of times there's a feeling of it, we're not even, I know for me, I just don't want to do or say anything wrong. So it changes the way that I act naturally. And then I think you sense that. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. It's actually kind of funny that you say that now, because I was just having this conversation with Richard. Is when I talked to you last week, you came up to me and the same thing. I guess we had met a while ago, so it didn't click for me who you were.
Right.
But I told Richard, I was like, it's the easiest conversation I've ever had with anybody, because you walked up and you shook my hand and you're like, hey, I'm Donald. I know you won't remember this, but this is where we met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I laughed and I told Richard, that's the easiest that conversation's ever gone, because normally I have to explain to people that I don't remember them, and you already knew walking into it. So it was kind of funny.
Good job, Don.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm trying not to make, I guess, too light of it. I do that, if I can tell you why I do that in general, is because sometimes I have a hard time remembering names. And at the same time, I don't expect you to remember mine. So what I do, in a lot of situations, I walk up and I go, hey, I'm Donald. To take the pressure off of them, even though I think they probably should know. But knowing your situation.
Yeah.
And I've always, you know, for me, I've learned a few lessons. I've done a lot of things wrong. I think I've done a few things right, mostly wrong. But that one of those lessons I learned from some friends that, you know, had some disabilities as well, is just put yourself, you know, in our shoes. And at the end of the day, you know, we just want to be treated normally and not look at it as, it's not a weakness. I don't look at anything as a weakness. If anything, and hopefully the audience is hearing this, Brian, I see your accident as a gift. I think this song and a lot of what you're going to do is going to change a lot of people. And while I don't know if you or anyone else would wish, you know, an accident on someone, to take something like that and to be able to change a lot of people's lives is very powerful.
Well, and that's what you asked me what I would want to tell people as far as the one thing that I kind of want people to take away when they hear this is traumatic brain injuries aren't a bad thing. They're not something to be scared of. Like you said, a lot of people kind of don't know how to behave or, but at the end of the day, I'm still the same person I've always been. It just takes me a little bit longer to remember some things.
Yeah.
And that's what I want people to take away for anybody that they might know in their lives that might have a brain injury similar to mine, is they're the same person they've always been. You don't need to be afraid to interact with them the way you always have.
Wow. Well, that's great. Thanks for sharing that. I know I needed to hear it, and hopefully everybody else will hear it.
Yeah.
And what I mean by hear it, just like legitimately hear it. And that's really good. Well, Brian, I like I said, I'm honored that you came on the show. I'm honored that you know, you not only just wrote the song for yourself, that it's catching on, but like so many people got involved to really get it done by the time you came on the show. How cool is that, Kevin? That's pretty cool.
The only thing I consider and just keep thinking is like just inspiration, right?
Yeah.
Just know that. Like that's, it's so great. And it's just, I sit here and go, I need to go be better. So thank you very much.
Yeah. There's a huge perspective and paradigm shift, and it's your gift. Please, I don't know how much, you know, it may mean, but let me affirm just on this side that you've got a gift, and I think you're already doing great things. And so I appreciate you really just for being you. and not being scared to kind of say some of the stuff that, let's be honest, sometimes is uncomfortable to talk about. And I think it's because people are scared, but we all deal with fear in some form or fashion. Kevin and I were literally just talking about fear before you got here, and it was in a different context, but it's still fear. And I think all of us, we can allow fear to control us, or we can use fear to really make a difference. And that's what you're doing. Like, you're taking all of this that's different. And sometimes when something's uncertain, we're scared of it and we avoid it. And, you know, your story is awesome. And the people that you're surrounding yourself around is not by accident. You know, they're great people. And, at the same time, it's a great story, and I think it's going to really do a lot of good. So thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. And honestly, I don't see this as a one-time thing. I say this too, that we have it on document that you actually have to come back.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'd like that.
Here's the thing, because you may not remember this right now, but it's recorded. All right, Kevin?
When the next song comes out,
write another song.
Every time.
I guess I should ask, will you come back? Yeah. I actually assume you would say yes, but you will come back, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Well, Brian Allen, it's your microphone. If there's anything else you want to say, please do. Kevin and I will be quiet. That's hard for him and I to do. So,
like you said, one of the things, when you were asking me what kind of stuff I wanted to talk about, really kind of the only thing that popped to mind is I want to take a minute to thank the people that kind of made this song possible and that have worked with us over the last couple of days because I had a lot of friends who I didn't even have to ask them. When they heard we were thinking about putting the song together, they came and they were like, hey, can I help you?
Mm.
And so I wanted to kind of take just a second to recognize them if I can.
Please do.
So, you know, first, there's two people in my family I couldn't have done this without, and that's my granddad and my mom. And then, you know, Richard and Jesse, this song, and I... This song was a team effort. It's not my story. It's based on my story, but it's something the three of us did together. And on my own, I couldn't have done it. And I can never thank them enough for that. Benji Davis, who actually helped us find a producer, as well, he put the harmonies on the song. Nick Baumhart, who was the producer on it and worked with me, was understanding throughout recording. There was a couple times where I got distracted, and he was very patient. He was very easy to work with. Johnny Bulford and Tom O'Connor, my buddy Tom O'Connor, he just put his EP out recently. And so as far as any information that we needed to know about how to get it out there to people, I could call Tom or I could call Johnny, and they kind of explained what I might need to do, what Richard and I might need to do that we hadn't done yet. And then Jessica Hunt, who was actually, she put the design together for like the cover art for the single. And she was the graphic designer we used, and it actually turned out really well.
Nice.
It turned out to be exactly what Richard and I had told her we wanted. And she got it done pretty quick because she understood that we wanted to try to get everything set up before this. So I think there was maybe a day between when we called her and told her what we wanted and when she got it done, because she goes, hey, I know this is important.
Wow. That's awesome.
And then just, again, that core group of the four or five people that are always just kind of there.
Mm.
no matter what I need, no matter what time it is, no matter what I forget, they're always there. And beyond that, just I've had some experiences with people that, you know, weren't so great when they don't understand why I can't remember things.
Mm.
But overall, I've been lucky. The one thing I will say about Nashville is the people here, they take care of their own. And so I've been very lucky to find friends, not just in that core group of people, but just throughout the city who are understanding. And when I forget something, they laugh it off or find some way to make me not feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
They've been very supportive and they have my back. And I, for any of my friends in town who might be listening to this, I don't know where I'd be or what the kind of person I'd be without the friends I have. And so anything that I accomplish from this song or from anything, I couldn't have done it without the people in my life.
Mm. Yeah. That's amazing. And that says a lot about all those people that you just thanked. So, I kind of want to thank them too. And hopefully that, you guys are listening that, hopefully if you take anything away from this is, hey, surround yourself around really good people. And, wow. Chasing Memories is this song, right?
Yeah.
A powerful story, powerful song, powerful lessons really learned, And just to kind of take it back somewhat to just Nashville and the music industry, you made a great point. Anytime, guys, you hear the hit song that is on the radio, this is the Hits Collecting Dust song. But I mean, this one's a hit regardless. Hopefully it ain't collecting dust anytime soon. But you did bring up a really good point I wanted to point out is that like a song has so many people behind it in general, you know, that make it happen before it actually...
Yeah.
You know, gets out. So,
and that was the one thing that kind of makes this song a little bit extra special.
Yeah.
Is not only did one of my best friends and somebody who's always been there do the harmonies on it, which meant the world to me. So thank you again, Benji. But every step of the way, everything we needed was helped out by friends.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So,
which is a lot. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And yeah, that's the thing. So not only is this song special to me because it's kind of my story.
Yeah.
But it's special to me because all of my friends came together to make it happen.
Wow. Well, there you go. Chasing Memories, Bryant, Allen, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You guys go buy it because, listen, it's proceeds, you know, part of the proceeds are going to support Creative Vets. And if you're not sold on that really changing lives, then you might want to check your pulse, make sure you're alive. So thanks so much, man.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.